This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
For it to come back around. Can't jump in at the wrong time of the song.
You think this guy's from Florida or just a Florida fan?
Go Gators, baby. Here we go. Ready?
I love their colors.
Everybody ready to go?
Spring in the line.
Spring in the line.
Spring in the line.
Spring in the line.
Spring line brought to you by DOF, the Department of Fan Efficiency. Turns out that 90% of the waste at the station was the tissue budget for Sprague after he cried so hard from losing his bets.
Accurate. Very accurate.
Somebody just gave us a simple favorite pick of the day. Is Grand Canyon brought to you by the scent of Alenay. It's very strong.
Damn right it is.
Spring line brought to you by Sprague's discernment of different colors. Maybe this explains why he keeps checking the wrong box on his sports betting tickets at the casino. It's green. I'm going to check green. Spring line brought to you by Dirt's TikTok dance. That will get more hits than any Sprague picks this year.
Wow.
Spring line brought to you by Oregon being represented in tournament time. That's it, and that's simple.
Okay.
Spring line brought to you by Dane Altman's Dad Hair, the only thing more consistently reliable than Sprague blowing his family's grocery money on the losing tournament bet. What else we got
My daughter, legitimately, we left because they were acting like we were flying out of town because, God forbid, their parents leave them for one night.
Yeah.
And so my youngest is trying not to cry. My oldest is like, Dad? Dad?
Dad?
Don't?
Dad?
Don't go crazy.
Don't go wild. I go, what do you think I'm going to do? And she goes,
don't lose all our money.
Don't lose our money.
I'm like, ouch. You think that's really what I would do?
Sprague's been Chevy Chase during the commercial breaks. He's like, I'm going to go pee. You look over there. He's at a slot machine. Damn it. There goes another 20 bucks. Runs back over real quick. Had breakfast with the family. Yeah. You're like, I'll be right back, kids.
Look, I'm getting off this show.
Son of a biscuit.
I'm going straight to the hotel room. I'm going to pop a gummy. We're going to get breakfast, and then Daddy's hitting the tables a little bit, all
right? Daddy's going to have some fun this morning. We're going to be here. It's going to be a blast. Spring Line brought to you by Bobby Morris, now getting the house, now betting the house on the exit thanks to Sprague being so excited for Alabama. And one more here. Spring Line brought to you by the color green. Sprague may know what green actually looks like if his bets ever won any money.
That's a good point.
I will let you go first, Jason Swigard. We've already kind of gone through our parlays. You're heading out here as soon as you're done podcasting.
Yes.
So you're going to lock in your parlay of the day. What is Jason Swag, college basketball swag, eyeballing?
Let's see. Which one am I going to early here?
Need to look at the lines. I can't get the lines up.
Get the lines. Give me the lines.
St. Mary's is one of the very best rebounding teams at both ends of the floor.
Hell yeah,
Vanderbilt
brother.
Better make everything they throw up. Otherwise, they're going to get housed.
Hell yeah.
I will take the Gales minus 4.5.
The Gales. Love the Gales, baby.
Yo, where do I find the lines at? I'm struggling with this again.
You got to go to Alenay's website. You
gaming
go to Alenay.
Yeah,
then you go gaming and promotions.
Yeah.
So you go to gaming and then you Alenay's Sportsbook. See how it says Alenay's Sportsbook.
I'm there right here.
And then you scroll down to the bottom.
Yeah.
And, nope, too far. Too far. A little bit up. A little bit.
Nope,
not that one. Right there. Build your bet.
All
boom.
Right. There we go. First of all, love that pick. I got St. Mary's going to the Sweet 16. I'm in on St. Mary's. I might have St. Mary's. You can fold this bad boy. I might have St. Mary's in my Elite Eight.
Ooh.
No. Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I am losing to Duke.
Go Gales. Duke's not going to be there, but that's all right. They're going down.
I disagree. Duke's going to the Final Four. I'm taking Baylor plus the 1.5, though I got them on the money line. Minus 106 versus minus 113.
Not a big difference.
I've already mentioned Bama. The line's going the wrong way, so yeah. That's concerning me now. I'm hammering them. I'm going to ride Lipscomb with you at plus 14.5.
Let's go, Lipscomb.
I'm all over Colorado State on the money line. I think they spankled Penny Hardaway, who burned me years ago for an autograph or even a simple, hello, thank you for being a fan of mine.
People don't forget.
Absolute douche. And the final one, I am taking North Carolina minus the 2 against Ole Miss.
Okay, I got two different parlays cooked up. I got an early parlay and a late parlay, and I hope to be making a return trip out to Alien A to cash the return parlay, because I'm going to be here by the time this one's wrapped up. Early parlay, we got Baylor plus 1.5, Bama minus 22.5, Lipscomb plus 14.5, Colorado State minus 1.5.
I love it.
That's your winning ticket of the morning.
Yeah.
Then we fast forward to our winning ticket of the evening. We got UConn minus 5.5. Oklahoma shouldn't be in the tournament. They suck. Screw the SEC. UConn rolls them. Illinois is going to the Final Four. I got them minus 3.5
over
Xavier.
They are going to the Final Four,
I got Illinois minus 3.5. We fast forward. Swag keeps telling me how good Arizona is. Caleb Love might go 2 for 27.
I don't care.
I'm laying the 1 on Arizona minus 14.5. We're going Oregon over Liberty Biberty. The fighting insurance companies minus 7. Followed by, actually preceding it, but it's the last one on my ticket, Michigan State minus 17.5.
Are you nervous about that one?
Yeah, I'm a little nervous now. I'm not going to lie.
That's a lot of points for a Michigan State team that plays a lot of teams.
They're playing Bryant.
No,
it's
if you want to lay Big Wood, Florida is going, they might put up 120 points against Norfolk State.
So you think they win by more than 30?
I think it's 28.5 what I'm looking at now. I love the Ducks. The starting backcourt for Liberty is both under 6 feet. Bartholomew and Jackson Shilstead are front line tops out at 6'8". If they play through Nate Biddle and he doesn't get into foul trouble, Oregon could have a lot of fun here late this evening.
One more to throw in there because I actually need to go bet it.
We gotta hurry up, man.
Well, I know.
Games are almost here.
I got New Mexico also beating Marquette. They're a 4-point dog.
Yeah. It's Patino time.
It's, yeah, it absolutely is.
That's where, I believe, that isn't that where Richard, no. Did he get hired out of there? Trying to remember.
We got an Oracle moment.
Riggins,
going on right
I don't
now.
Know. You're the one that
Come
knows.
On, Riggins.
Yes, know the answer to that.
Mr. College Basketball, that they call you in the streets.
I got no clue. I'm gonna. You know what?
Peekaboos to the round twos because we'll have that over the weekend.
I'm gonna do a peekaboo for you
because I like McNeese State plus 5.5 against Purdue. Who, by the way, Swag, you poo-pooed High Point. High Point scared the crap out of Purdue yesterday.
High Point did. High Point gave Purdue a game. I'm going Gonzaga money line.
Love it.
Tomorrow.
God, I love it.
I'm going Gonzaga money line against Houston tomorrow.
Oh.
I'm contemplating going Creighton money line parlay with Gonzaga money line.
Creighton is
combined
loaded.
With Arkansas money line.
Oh,
Arkansas,
no.
Gonzaga, and Creighton money line
Don't
tomorrow.
Do
what
it.
Do we
I
think?
Got him losing
this guy's looking at me like I'm crazy. He's looking like
he loves it.
He loves it. He's going to do it. Bet that underdog.
Loves it.
So there you go. I don't know. That's what I like tomorrow. Look, we're going to lose all of our money, but it's fun. It's
now,
fun
that Gonzaga game, that's all on Ryan Nemhard. If he can handle the pressure of Houston and not turn it over.
Oh, he can handle the pressure.
We're riding Ryan Nemhard.
He can handle the pressure.
Hard in that game there, Swigard.
There you go. You got anything else you want to throw out today, Swag? Sorry, we only got one pick from you.
Nope, I'm good.
That's it? That's all you got? Just one game? That's all you're betting? Did you give us more than one
game?
No,
I gave you more. I'm taking Oregon. I'm laying the big wood with Florida, Arizona.
Florida, that's right. Okay.
I got Drake beating Texas Tech.
Don't mess with the Drake.
That team knows what they're doing, which is always a scary thing come tournament time, especially with the second game and only one day of prep.
Everybody loves the Drake. And people keep reminding me, I can't bet the Zags here. Damn it.
Can't bet the Washington schools. Why can't we just all get past this?
Why can't we get over that?
The in-state betting, the college betting in general.
Mental bet for tomorrow. Look, Gonzaga money line.
These flaming libs in Oregon and Washington need to come together and stop this madness. Stop being dumb. Let's not outthink the room here. Let us gamble on all of it.
There you go. Spring in the line every Friday. Well, not really, but for now.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing? Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.